Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Rock's Chapel Amy Church Gospel Music Radio Station. Yeah, amen to the Lord. Today, we will have gospel music from the 1990s. So give some glory in the past. That music really made you think, really got you good spirit inside you. A prayer, and then following a scripture. And you pray. Praise Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the many blessings Lord upon us. We thank you for waking us up. Give us an all right mind to do the will you command us to do. Remind us that we wouldn't be here without your love. We come now to give the honor and glory by music. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Scripture for the show is Matthew 12, chapter 1 through 14 verse. At that time, Jesus went through the grain field on the Sabbath. His disciples were hungry, and they began to pluck heads of grain and to eat. When the Pharisees saw it, they said to him, "Look, your disciples are doing what is not lawful to do on the Sabbath." He said to them, "Have you not read what David did when he and his companions were hungry? He entered the house of God and ate the bread of affliction, which was not lawful for him or his companions to eat, but only for the priests. Or have you read in law that on the Sabbath the priests in the temple break the Sabbath and yet are guiltless? I tell you, something greater than the temple is here. If you had known what this means, I desire mercy and not sacrifice, you would not have condemned the guiltless. But the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath." Placed and entered to the synagogue, a man was there with a withered hand, and they asked him, "Is it lawful to cure on the Sabbath?" So that they might accuse him. He said to them, "Suppose one of you has only one sheep and falls into a pit on the Sabbath. Do you not lay hold of it and lift it out? How much more valuable is a human being? It is lawful to do good on the Sabbath." And he said to the man, "Reach out your hand." He reached it out, and it was restored as sound as the other. The Pharisees went out and conspired against him how to destroy him. And God bless the reading of the word. Start out with our gospel music of the 1990s. Starting up with a little Whitney Houston.
Our hearts are home, far along, we barely understood.
Tilda, very well known singers, Whitney Houston with Mariah Carey. No, I thought those Whitney Houston and Mariah Carey do it. Do it. When you bleed. Next, we'll start out with the little Kirk Franklin.
Working out for you. And no easy that I
Yeah, Kurt Franklin. You can say a word out of his two songs is "She Can Handle It," just "When You Believe." God take care of his, she's kind of late. Next we'll have what I like about the 1990s that gospel singers would have songs that would be like a story. Teaching the word. Singing. But it was part of this I just love about the 1990s. You know, George Masquire, "Come On In The Room."
Everybody was all right except him. They got a
when you believe, God can handle it. And Grandma, she believed, and God handled it. Amen. Next we'll have John McClurkland, Speak to My Heart.
I won't go.
that song, I could just say, amen. That would be enough. Yes, Lord. Now, we will have a song from Richard Smallwood, Jesus is the Center of My Joy. Yes. Yes, that's something that we have to remember of that right there, of that song is. Death of Jesus. Well, now, Missing Mass Choir, Grace and Mercy.
Thank you.
just like on that prayer, just reminds that we wouldn't be here without the grace of mercy. Living witness to that. I will have a look, Yolanda Adams. Open my heart.
Alone in a world, it's just me and you. I feel so lost, but I don't know what to do. Now what if I
Amen. We have now one from the Clark sisters. looking for a miracle on Sonia.
Sign my name. Come on and help me tonight, church.
That made you really think about how much you've been blessed. So, until next time, may God bless you and God keep you.